Last week, the Government Accountability Office released some of its conclusions about the problems surrounding the launch of healthcare.gov, like cost overruns, schedule delays, and alleged lack of proper oversight over the project's prime contractor, and warned that problems with the website could resurface later this year. GAO says the management weaknesses that caused the problems in the first place are still in place at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Roger Waldron is president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. He joins us often to talk about procurement issues, and he's here now to talk about this particular one and why the procurement system may not necessarily be the culprit here. Hi, Roger.
Hey, Jared. Thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. So yesterday, right at about this time, actually, we talked to Bill Woods from GAO, and he pointed out that CMS here was trying to do something it had never done before, just in terms of complexity, and do it in a really short time frame, and that drove it to make decisions it might not have otherwise made or shouldn't have made, like do a huge project without full and open competition, like do it under a cost-type contract without enough oversight, like change requirements over and over. I wonder what aspects of that GAO report you saw and rang true to you, and which ones you might not have agreed with?
Well, you know, I think the things that that GAO pointed out are really go to, you know, best practices in procurement. It's the blocking and tackling of federal procurement, and that's requirements development. And I think that, you know, the litany of things you just mentioned, the fact that they began the procurement without having key technical requirements known, or they were still unknown at the time, the fact that that drove them to make multiple changes, and, you know, the admission that it was driven by schedule, that's sort of a prescription for, you know, a procurement that is going to be a significant challenge to accomplish with a sound outcome for the customer agency and ultimately the users of the system. It does get down to, you know, the management of the project fundamentally, and that requirements development piece, which really is the key to success in any procurement. And, you know, what sort of struck me when I was looking at it is, you know, the procurement system, the Federal Acquisition Regulation, and I'm a lawyer by training who's done government contracts, you know, sometimes it gets a bad rap, or it's the scapegoat for, you know, for procurements that have gone wrong, or it's too bureaucratic. And yes, you know, I believe that there are lots of things that could be streamlined in the process. You know, the Coalition for Government Procurement talks about that all the time, reducing barriers to entry for commercial firms. But at the same time, the lesson here from healthcare.gov, what happened is, you know, management is the key, and requirements development and early and often engagement with industry is vital to trying to figure out where you need to go and how you describe a requirement and then manage the contract performance to ensure a sound outcome.
GAO certainly did identify a lot of poor management decisions, I think you could say, within CMS on this program. But to be fair, some of it really was beyond their control. Like, for example, when they started this whole thing, they had no idea how many different states the federal exchange was going to have to support. And by the way, they had, you know, legislation in place that told them they had to get this done by a date certain. So, you know, the schedule was kind of out of their control. Putting those things aside, or maybe even not putting those things aside, you know, how much of the blame can be lifted from CMS's shoulders by those exigencies?
That's a fair observation, and I think I don't know how to put a percentage on it, but given that environment, I think one of the lessons learned, or things that people need to think about, is engagement with all the key stakeholders so they understand those issues, so it doesn't all of a sudden hit and you have a situation like occurred in this case. You know, whether that's within, you know, the executive branch or in the legislative branch, you know, letting people know what is going on, what the challenges are, you know, and informing those decision makers so, like, maybe their adjustments could be made. You know, GAO, interestingly, also did a study about in November, or came out, I think, in November or October last year, when they identified critical success factors for major, you know, IT investments, and, you know, and one of the key things is getting stakeholders actively involved. You know, there's a list of those things, and, you know, I've written a blog about it. I did it last year. But, you know, that kind of communication, both with industry, but also with those people who are, you know, ultimately managing or responsible for the system that's being created or being built, That's a vital piece of it, too. And who knows, maybe that could have led to some sort of adjustments in the process.
Mm-hmm. Another one of the observations GAO made is that CMS decided in order to get this done relatively quickly, it had to turn to an agile IT acquisition process. And GAO says ultimately that turned out to be a bad decision because CMS had never done agile before. And like a lot of things in acquisition, it's really complicated and hard, and it doesn't naturally plug in to the existing government procurement system. So can we say that if GAO's right about that, if agile is incompatible fundamentally with a lot of the ways that the system operates, isn't that in itself a failing of the system that ought to be fixed?
I'm trying to unwrap that one.
It was a long, winding road. It was. I apologize.
I'm more their observation, and we can call it agile procurement. We could call it, issuing a task order under a multiple award IDIQ contract, which I think is perfectly fine. That's what they were established to do. You get a set of contractors, and then you compete for requirements at the order level, complex requirements, large requirements. The system's built to work that way. I still, whether it's agile or classical FAR, Federal Acquisition Regulation procurement, it still boils down to management. It still boils down to understanding, your deadlines, what you can and can't accomplish, how you articulate the requirements to folks, and if you understand you have risks, one of the things GAO talked about is mitigation strategies. So to the extent they're using agile, and I use agile in quotes, procurement process, then they need to think about where are the risks associated with that? What can I design to help potentially mitigate those risks? Do I need to bring in folks who are more experienced in that type of procurement to help manage the process or serve as advisors, which is perfectly appropriate as well? So those are the kind of questions I would have with regard to that observation.
Since you brought up the issue of the use of the multiple award contract, let me just finish up with a question on that. I remember right out in the aftermath of all the big failings back in October, we heard a lot of commentary, mostly in the mainstream media, I think, saying that if they had done full and open competition here, you would have had 50 different whiz-bang firms from Silicon Valley competing for this thing, and it would have been done in 2 weeks. So I have a feeling you disagree about that, but take it away.
Well, I mean, that's... I believe, I'm just to be frank, I believe that there should barriers should be reduced. I believe that, bringing more innovation from the private sector and commercial firms into the federal marketplace is a very good thing. I just don't know. I get back to requirements, and I go back to the idea of what you're trying to accomplish, and I think you could accomplish it under a multiple award contract. You could do it open market. They're both viable approaches. In this case, should they have done an open market? Given the time constraints, they identified a way to get somebody on contract quickly to move it forward. That's the downside of going open market, is that the time it would have taken to try to put the procurement in place would have been significantly longer than a task order competition under a pre-existing contract. So the challenge there, I think, is to make sure contracts that are multiple award IT contracts are open or continuously open to new firms to join those, like the GSA Schedules program, which has a continuous open season for IT contractors. That gives people an opportunity to get on the contract and then be able to compete for the orders. I think that's a critical piece as well.